Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. God bless you on today. It is Friday and we thank God that we made it thus far. Amen. Before we go to the book of John chapter 12, I want to read something, and this is going to be our prayer for today. It is in Deuteronomy chapter 8, and it is verse 18, and it says, "But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day." So we pray to the Lord right now that he stir up the gifts, he stir up the godly dreams, he stir up the plans and provisions that he has waiting for us. But that you also shall see in this same chapter that you cannot get proud and think it is your hand and your ideas and your ability that actually has been the contributor or responsible for you having wealth. And as you go on down in verse 19 and 20, that you need to be obedient and not follow other gods, meaning not worshiping money or things or people, but we worship God. So we pray to God right now that he stir up the gifts and the abilities, because he gives us power to get wealth, and that we use the wealth for his glory and for his purposes. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, let's go over to John chapter 12, where we left off, and we left off on verse 5. Let's reread that. "Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor?" This is Judas talking, the betrayer, the one holding the money bag, the part of the disciples, 12 disciples, that Jesus chose. And he also said in another place in scripture that he chose all the disciples, and one of you is a devil. We talked about this, that God is the orchestrator. He purposefully chose Judas, and Judas was the one that was going to betray him. Let's read verse 6. "This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bare what was put therein. Then said Jesus, let her alone. Against the day or for the day of my burying hath she kept this. For the poor always ye have with you, but me you have not always." And so Jesus told him, leave her alone. She has saved this for my burial. She is preparing for me to die, and she is pouring ointment on me. And the poor you have with you always. And so when we look at today, we look at there are many poor people out there. Legitimately poor and poor by choice. But God said, and it says right here in scripture, the poor we're going to have with us always. It doesn't mean we don't do anything about it. It means that we do the best we can to support the legitimately poor, because it is God's will for us to do good. It is his will for us to support and love one another and to show good, godly kindness. It says you will know them by their fruit. What is the fruit of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, goodness. All those things. I made up a song in order for me to remember. It says joy, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. There it is. Galatians 5:22. I love it. Now, let's go back to the book of John. John chapter 12, verse 9. "Much people of the Jews therefore knew that he was there." He knew that he was in the home of Lazarus, Mary, and Martha. "And they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom he had raised from the dead." Now, I can imagine if we found out that there was somebody that was raised from the dead that we knew had died, we'd want to see them too. Because it is a miracle walking. And so they were very excited and desirous to go and see a man that had been raised from the dead, that Jesus had raised from the dead. So verse 10, but the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death, because they, by reason of him, many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. So now they want to kill Lazarus because Lazarus is a walking witness that the power of God is with Jesus and in Jesus, and he is able to raise from the dead. So now they want to kill Lazarus also. So the proof is gone. So when we look at today, there is proof in the land. We are living testimonies that we even believe in God. Because let the truth be told, there was a time when we were living very much adverse to the word of God and to God's spirit. And it was by the grace of God that he went and snatched us out of the dark nightclubs and out of a life of fornication and adultery, out of a life of drugs and alcohol, cheating and lying, out of a life of manipulation and swindling people, out of a life of getting over and controlling an abusive lifestyle, out of a life of anger, resentment, bitterness, unforgiveness. We are living testimonies. It says in the book of Revelation, we overcame him. Who is him? The adversary, the devil. We overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus, and the word of our testimony. That we love not our life unto the death. When I think about this world, and I think I am appreciative of the life that I have, and I thank God that I'm alive today. I thank God for my family. I thank God for my health and my strength. And most of all, I thank God for salvation and the blood of Jesus that is upon my life. But I do not love this world. I am not in love with this world. I do not desire to be here forever. I do not desire to just gain all the world has. I'm not desirous of fame and fortune. If I don't have bill collectors calling me and blowing up my telephone and stressing me, and I'm able to pay my mortgage, and we have food in the refrigerator, a place to eat and clothes on our back, and we have health and strength, God has blessed me tremendously. And I have peace in my mind. I have peace in my mind and in my heart that I believe that one day I shall see Jesus face to face and he shall be pleased with me. And he shall say, well done, that good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I shall make you ruler over many. And even if my rule is one city or 10 or 50, but that I have entered into the eternal kingdom, that's what I want. I don't want what this world has to offer. And so that's what, when the Bible says, come out from among them. We are here to be witnesses of the Lord's power and might and his strength, but we are not to be of the world. We are in it, but it is not in our being. That's what it means to be a Christian, to be Christ-like. Is to walk in the image of God, the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ. That's what we're all striving to. We're all striving to be like Jesus. Amen. I love you on today. Read your word. Trust God. Get into an intimate and maintain an intimate relationship with him, because it is the only relationship that really fulfills. We love our family, we love our spouses, we love our friends, but Jesus is the one that truly satisfies. Amen. Bless you on today. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. Talk to you on the Word of Me on Monday. God bless.